From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. In New York, I'm Robert Siegel. From the White House, the Pentagon, and the State Department today, a promise that yesterday's terrorism will not go unpunished. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports on how the United States might respond.
The grim faces of the president and his secretaries of state and defense matched their words. Yesterday's deliberate and deadly attacks, the president said, were more than acts of terror, they were acts of war. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the United States is seeing the definition of the 21st century battlefield. And Secretary of State Colin Powell, formerly the country's top soldier, warned that the United States will respond to the attacks not just by pursuing the perpetrators, but by dealing with their sources of support.
We have to make sure that we go after terrorism and get it by its branch and root. And so we will hold accountable those countries that provide support, that give host nation, if you can call it that, support and facilities to these kinds of terrorist groups. Now, yes, we believe that acts of war have been committed against the American people, and we will respond accordingly.
Here at the Pentagon, officials are adamant about not discussing any possible military action, but calling yesterday's attacks an act of war does have clear implications. Walter Slocum was Under Secretary of Defense during the Clinton administration.
One of the things about a war is that you become less concerned with a sort of law enforcement model in which you say, we need to find out whether individuals and individual organizations are connected with a particular act, and focus more on our individuals or organizations or even countries involved in a general struggle against the United States.
President Bush last night signaled his willingness to take bold action when he said the United States would not distinguish between terrorists and the countries that harbor them. That point seemed to be aimed directly at the Taliban government of Afghanistan. The Taliban regime is known to be harboring Osama bin Laden, the exiled Saudi militant who's charged with ordering the bombing of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania 3 years ago. The administration has avoided blaming bin Laden explicitly for yesterday's attacks, though U.S. officials have said the attacks fit bin Laden's pattern. Anthony Cordesman, a defense policy analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the Taliban leaders can be put on notice that the United States will hit them hard if they don't turn bin Laden over.
It won't be a single campaign. It won't be a single volley. It will have to be the use of force decisively over time to achieve whatever level of action is necessary to destroy the leadership of the terrorist group involved and to convince governments that they simply cannot afford to either tolerate such terrorism or host it once terrorism has been identified.
The Clinton administration ordered missile strikes against bin Laden's suspected training camp in Afghanistan after the embassy bombings, but without success. At that time, Cordesman says, the United States had neither the will to carry through on the strikes nor a clear sense of military mission.
This time, all of those factors may be different. Our willingness to accept U.S. casualties, our willingness to inflict collateral damage, I think will be radically different from what happened with the bombings of the embassies.
The Bush administration is saying it does not want to act on its own. U.S. officials have succeeded in getting NATO allies to consider a resolution declaring yesterday's terrorist attacks on the United States to be a strike against the alliance itself. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.